As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Kristen, listen. I felt it. It hit me last night.
It did?
Contentment.
Oh, that's so exciting.
How about
for
that?
You.
Hey. I found it.
You did.
last night we had a launch party for this podcasting book.
You had a launch party. No.
No, you.
No, you did.
You had a launch party for your book. Own it.
I had a launch party for my book last night.
This wasn't a Burt Show event. This was a you event. And that is perfectly awesome.
Well, I was more comfortable at it because, honestly, you guys were there and it felt like a Burt Show event and it felt like family was there.
Well, and that's great.
It really did. It was really cool. So I was telling these guys that I struggle with this, man. I'm really not a good promoter. I'm not very good at celebrating myself. I'm very good about celebrating all of us and the accomplishments that we've had together. But as far as me, when the light's on me, it just makes me really, really awkward. And Kristen tells me over and over again that you really just got to kind of live in the moment and learn how to celebrate, which I've been trying to do more and more and more. And I had this launch party last night for this book, Listenable, and everybody here showed up. The Burt's Big Adventure staff showed up. I have a baby podcasting network called Pioneer, and everybody from that showed up last night. And as I looked around the room and I saw everybody, all the invited guests that were there, I knew 97% of them, 3% I didn't. But the 97% that I looked around and I saw, and I was just like, I am so proud that these are my friends.
Oh.
I really am. Because there was cool. Like, everybody in the room was just like they're really good, solid people that were just having a really good time and just there to support me and celebrate on a really big night. And it was a really freaking cool night for me.
And let's give kudos to Amy.
Oh, damn.
Because that place looked incredible.
The details she went to, like there were balloon arches that were headphones. The cover of your book has pink headphones, and the balloon arches were pink headphones.
Yeah, and Holland from Balloonacy, because there were an insane amount of balloons at your launch party. It was so awesome.
Everybody that left the party got a book, but they also got like Listenable headphones. Amy set that up also. The food was amazing. The room, I walked in there and I'm like, I've been to events like this for really important people. Yeah. This looks really, really cool. And there was a moment again at the end of the night, and I think I'm getting better at doing this. Like at some point or another, I did it at Burt's Big Adventure because it was sort of your subliminal homework assignment to me. And Molly tells me this also, is that every now and then at these events, just look back and go, you know what? We've created something really, really cool. And last night when most people had taken off and there was just the Burt Show team here still left.
Of course,
left.
We were the last women and men standing.
Yeah, we were.
Shutting it down.
With the Burt's Big Adventure staff also. And we were all you guys were all sort of in a corner of the room on the couches. And everybody was mixing and mingling and just hanging out and laughing and having a good time with each other. And it was at that point where I really looked at everybody and I said, I really felt just so much joy watching everybody hang out. And I was really tickled that, you know, I've created something really, really cool. And having everybody there at the same time and watching everybody really enjoy each other was the highlight of my night last night.
Last night was awesome.
It was
so much fun. However, one complaint. So I ordered my book off Amazon. I did the pre-order, right? Because I thought it was so cool. I know somebody who wrote a book.
And it actually got delivered to your house and stuff.
I did.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, the Amazon package was there, and I'm like, what is that? And Bart was like, it was in the mailbox. And I'm like, well, open it. And then he opened it, and he pulled out your book. And I'm like, oh, my pre-order is here. That's so cool. So I brought the book I bought to the launch party, and I walked up to you with a pen, and I'm like, can you autograph my book, please?
And I thought she was joking. I'm like, you're not serious, right?
I'm
and she's like,
absolutely,
yeah.
I'm serious.
So it's actually the very first book that I've, excuse me, that I've live signed.
Yeah.
Like I signed a whole bunch, 250, I think, last night, but they weren't for anybody specific. So this was the very first personalized one I've done.
So he walks over to the empanada station and he puts the book down and he signs it and he hands it back to me. And it's a sweet moment. And I walk away and I go over to my husband and I open it up and I read it and I start cackling. KK. Read every page. You need it. Bert.
That's perfect.
I'm going to treasure this forever. Thank you.
I really appreciate you guys all being there, man. It was a really, really special night. I don't know what else to say except, yeah, you know what's really weird in the literary world? I don't know if this is done daily or weekly, but you get an email that tells you how many sales you have. And I was told over and over and over again, dude, this is not like the next great American novel. So don't expect like 300,000 sales. Like this is never going to be a bestseller. And it wasn't written for that. It's just kind of a tool that if you're starting a podcast, it all has to start with two things, and that's content and delivery. And as I listen to podcasts, most don't have that down very well, and that's why so many are failing. So I opened up my email this morning, and it gives me a list of like all the books that were sold, like not only in our country, now I'm geeking out like Kristen, but around the world, man.
Wow. Where's your book?
Somebody bought 92 copies.
Whoa.
Maybe it was Tiffany.
Or,
just to like stack the deck.
I can so see a teacher using this, like
a journalism professor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Podcast class, yeah.
Well, maybe they should have ordered one and read it before they ordered 92 for the whole class, man.
They had a lot of faith in you.
I guess they did. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to see the numbers come in, mm-hmm. and I don't know if they do that every morning or if it's done weekly, but I guess that's how it's done. And it's, I think, a little bit like a musical artist that when their song comes out, when they're all like, no, I don't even look at the charts. I don't care about all that.
Lies.
Until the chart comes
absolute
in, and then
lies.
You're like, where's my name?
Yeah.
So I want to thank you guys for coming last night. You really made it a super special night for me.
You're so welcome. Congratulations.
Awesome. Congratulations.
It was awesome.
The Bert Show.